Here we go. Next episode of Shut Up and Dill podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Nikki, and we also have Vivi.
Hi.
And Jimbo.
Hello.
We're excited to be back. I feel like it's been a bit before, like we've recorded one episode mm-hmm. and haven't posted it yet. And now we're going to record two episodes. Mm-hmm. So it feels like it's been a bit.
It's been a while. But we're back on somewhat of a schedule, maybe. I don't know. I think our schedules have been kind of, we've been kind of running, missing each other. So, back on track.
Back on track. And it also gets us a week ahead. So now it gives a week to actually edit everything before we post it instead of just a day, which has been very tough. Scheduling wise. So we'll have a week. So we do have one that we're going to drop this week. So this one that we're recording right now will actually drop after Christmas. Yeah. So
hope y'all had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we hope you had a Merry Christmas and you got everything you wanted.
Yeah, maybe getting ready to jump into the New Year's and watch some college football.
Roll Tide. Roll. Had to say it. So, and maybe on your New Year's list or New Year's resolutions, play more tournaments.
Yeah.
We do have the 002 tournament and some big news on that one. That one is in March and they have reduced the price of it. So Seth and team notified us that they've dropped the price from $465 per team down to $335.
Something like that. Something. Yeah. I think that's pretty accurate, though.
Yeah,
it's a huge savings. So, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from the 002 team to all of us amateur players.
Yeah,
and he did say, you know, that might not be, you know, the strongest decision when it comes to, you know, financially being profitable as a business, but it was the right decision to make for players.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, you also get a discount by using your discount code DILL TEAM, DILL TEAM, and that gets you an additional $35 off.
Yeah. So that's a good tournament to play in and register for. It's money, so he's paying out, or 002 is paying out, paying out the divisions and the brackets.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The risk reward is pretty good for that tournament. I think it breaks down to. Whatever, you guys do the math, but it's like $75 a team if you use the discount code. $75 per person.
Yeah.
If you use the discount code, and I think the winner gets, I think it's $1,000 is what he's paying.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's exciting. So I think we're ready to jump in with our topic for today, right? And I think we kind of all have an opinion on this, but we'll see and see if our listeners actually agree or who they agree with. But I think we're going to kind of intermix maybe duper. We're going to talk about duper and players that sandbag. So when you go to tournaments and you see a player that is, you know, not at the same rating as you or by the way that they play, they're not at the skill level that you are, but their rating may be there.
Yeah.
Right? So how do we want to kick this off? Do we want to talk about duper first, or?
I mean, I guess it's the like, right down to it, you know, the
meat of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the things about duper, the way that it started, and how you can get sandbagging happening off of duper, is, and to be honest, I don't know that duper really helps right now, because they're not really associated with many tournaments. It's the other rating that's really used, which is really, really off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The UTPR.
Yeah, that one's really not accurate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But let's focus on duper.
Okay.
So duper started, and as they were building out their library of players and ratings, they would allow you to manually put in, and I think still do today, manually put in matches.
Right.
So if you go to a tournament and that tournament's not logging them, you can log the matches and the scores. You also can log rec play.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think all players, I think you're right, but I think all the players have to have a duper account.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you log those matches, that those your opponents and your teammate will
have to approve it.
Yeah, get a notification, and it's got to be approved. So. Right.
So let's walk down that. Before, you know, we start sharing any thoughts about Duper, which I have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, how does somebody use that to help them sandbag? How should that happen?
Well, that's easy. I mean, there's a couple ways. Okay. You make an agreement. Hey, let's say we play this. Like, we didn't. Let's just say it was 11-3. You guys beat us. Knowing that the other team may be 4.03 and you're 4.5 and you're trying to play maybe 4.0 in the next tournament. So if you falsely log a match, it's going to, you know, it's going to bump you down under the 4.5. So
yeah.
In pickleball, as long as you're, you know, as long as your rating is not 4.5 or above, you can still play 4.0. So if you're looking to sandbag and play a 4.0 tournament, well, then you can just falsely log a match.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will obviously you won't want to log any matches that you win against, you know, other 4.5, anything that's going to boost your rating, you won't log. So
yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty simple.
So do you think that that happens a lot?
I don't.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people that sandbag don't have like malicious intent behind it. I mean, obviously some people do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you like are like 4.75 playing like in 4.0 because your duper is low.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a little unfair, but I don't think many people are like, oh, I'm going to play 4.0 just to beat everyone, unless it's a tournament like the qualifiers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I really don't think like it's all that evil.
Yeah. I don't know that we necessarily play to qualify for anything. I mean, I think we play for the competitiveness and the, you know, the trips, but there are a lot of people that they set out a pickleball schedule and it's to qualify for nationals or whatever have you. And I think that in order to qualify for those tournaments, a lot of people will find themselves in a situation where they do need to sandbag, and maybe like the first couple tournaments you play 4-5 and then you realize, okay, we might not qualify in 4-5. Let's somehow try to get down to 4-0 and play that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that happens quite a bit.
But that kind of happens outside of the Duper system, right? That's just naturally, because most, again, Duper right now isn't used as a qualifying rating system for tournaments. Could be a good indicator of where you fit, right?
Right.
Of where you play. But I think the sandbagger exists regardless of the rating system.
Yeah.
If that's your goal, you're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty much in any sport.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, I think we've talked about this, but in golf, you know, they have a GIN system. It's GIN. I can't tell you what it stands for. I used to probably.
I need you to look that up. Just kidding.
But you basically, I mean, you can go play a round of golf by yourself in the afternoon.
Oh.
Turn a scorecard in to your pro shop, and that, you know, golf pro, you know, part of his job is to enter his members' scores into the GIN system. And then that will, you know, your handicap will move based on, you know, the amount of rounds you play. Yeah, self-log. So if you get a birdie on a hole and, you know you have a tournament coming up, but you want to play in the third flight, not the first flight, or, you know, you want to sandbag, essentially. Like, okay, well, in my mind, in my heart, I got a birdie, but I'm going to go ahead and give myself a bogey.
Yeah,
and that sets your score up to be higher than what it actually was, and it's all based on the honor system. Like, nobody's going back and verifying those scores, you know. Mm-hmm. So, golf. There's a lot of sandbagging, and I think pickleball is the same way. I know. I don't know that 4-5, you know, 5-0. I think once you get to a point, you kind of expect to play some really good teams. I think 4-0, 3-5, 3-0, definitely. I mean, I think there's a lot of sandbagging. And a lot of it's just, maybe it's not malicious. Maybe it's people just don't know where they fit. Maybe it's their first tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've been playing at, you know, Lifetime for a year now, never played a tournament. So they're like, well, I'm just starting. It's my first tournament, so I should play 3-0. when really you have skills of a 4.0, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you may have some true beginners that are 2.5, 3.0 level, and those tournaments can be no fun for them, right?
Yeah, I think once you recognize that you're in the wrong level, then it's sandbagging if you continue playing in that level.
Right.
You know, if you go to your first one, or maybe even two tournaments, maybe you go to a small tournament and you're out of line, and then you're like, well, let me try a larger tournament and see if that's the same.
Yeah.
And you're still out of, you know, you're a skill above. Then if you continue playing in that level, you're purposely...
Yeah, you're purposely trying to win a medal or whatever, whatever it is.
Wherever it leads to, whatever the goal is. So,
So, I mean, when talking, you know, about Duper, like we, Vivi, you can probably explain this, but you and I played last Saturday.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Right? We played last Saturday, and, you know, both of our Dupers were greatly affected from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were sitting at like a 4.6
It was like
4.6 something.
And
I
was like at maybe two.
Yeah, 4.2
4.2 Yeah. And we lost all of our matches. And
but some were close. They
some were definitely close.
And most of the competition was, you know, 4.5 all men.
Yes,
right?
I was the only girl there, I will say that. And our Dupers are very, very heavily affected. I'm now at like a 3.7.
Oh wow! I didn't even look.
Yeah, and I'm and I'm a 4.25.
Wow.
So
and you may become a sandbagger, not even on purpose.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, a couple things. Like, for me, like sitting at that 4.65, you're kind of like in, you know, kind of like a no man's land, right? You, you definitely should be playing 4.5, but you probably, but like, I probably feel like, okay, like if I have the right partner, if I can get in 35, I could probably, you know, play at 5.0.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we're kind of getting ready for, you know, like for the 0.02 tournament. Our team, you know, we're sitting right there, right? Probably just, well, before this Duper event we played.
Yeah.
We were probably sitting right there
just above, you know,
borderline, just above being able to play in the 18s, but on the very low end of playing 20s. But you know, if Duper's the rating, then we're gonna have to play, we're gonna have to enter the 20s and know that we're gonna be on the low end of those 20s, which is fine. I think everybody on our team is perfectly fine playing that, and definitely don't wanna play down.
Yeah.
But, you know, with a rating like I have now, I think we're comfortably in 18s. And I don't know that that's, I mean, 18 is, you know, it's 4.5. So it's not, I don't consider that sandbagging because, you know, when you play 4.5, you probably know that you're going to see some 4.0 play, but you're also going to see some 5.0 play. Like, you know, you just kind of expect that in 4.5, some really good play, and then maybe some people that don't belong up there, you know. But at a 4.25, like I could go, I could play 4.0.
Yeah.
Right. Like if Duper's the rating that that tournament chooses to use, I could play 4.0, knowing that, you know, knowing that's would be sandbag.
Yeah.
Right. But my Duper says I'm 4.25.
Right. And so this is where I have some real opinions on Duper. And their goal to become kind of the point of reference of somebody's skill level. There's so many inaccuracies, or the system does not seem to be fully baked. And I think that they are very inconsistent in how they're approaching rating a player. Every year that I've played, that Duper's been around, their methodology of how they're actually rating players has changed.
Right.
Every year. So how you can set a goal of being a reference point for players and eventually tournaments, I don't think you can if you don't even understand your methodology month to month, year to year. So now they're changing to where...
You're talking about...
Duper,
and yes. saying that, okay, we're going to count points for each match, and it can affect your duper one way or other. Right. And then they take that away and say, no, we're not going to count those points anymore. And now they're coming back okay, yeah, you guys talked, and now we're going to count score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was, we're going to count score, each individual score, win and loss, right? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to not count score. We're just doing wins and losses. But they only report the movement on wins. Mm. They'll say how much a win has affected your rating, but will not disclose how much a loss has affected your rating.
Mm.
If you're going to disclose part of it, to me, as a player, I would think if we want transparency, I need to know how the loss affected me.
Yeah.
If you're not disclosing it, it means that you're inconsistent on how you're factoring that.
Right.
Which means my score, my number's ineffective, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they said, okay, we hear you loud and clear, like you said. Wins and losses isn't the way. Let's go back to points in 2024, how many points you scored. But then also it's two decimal points after. No, guess what, guys? It's now three decimal points
so
after.
So extra. Yeah.
Right? I'm like, okay, that was the defining difference for me. It's like, okay, that makes a huge non-difference. And that's where I'm getting kind of irritated with Duper on these posts of, we're doing this for you guys, we're doing that for you guys. Really, I just need you to sit down and figure out how you're rating us.
Yeah.
That would be really nice.
Yeah.
You know? And then two, I think in the pursuit of having a dynamic rating that reacted to each point that you're playing, you're building something for amateurs so that they can see progression pretty fast, but you're absolutely not building something for tournaments.
Yeah.
Even, you know, 002 is saying, hey, we have to do a deadline of February, whatever day in February, as whatever you're captured at in Duper on that day is what we're going to consider you in March.
Mm-hmm.
Because they openly know your rating can change too much.
Yeah.
Between now and then.
Yep.
Because the scoring system is too dynamic.
Right.
For you to say, hey, we want to be involved in tournament, or we want to be the scoring of record for tournaments. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. You're either dynamic for the player, or you have to create some static rating, some 90-day trail of saying, hey, this has been the average for the past 90 days. And that's what you use for tournaments. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah, they have to do something. It seems like they're trying, but maybe they really, I don't know. It's all fairly new. All this has came about in the last, I think, Duper, you know, in the last few years. So, they're figuring it out, or trying to, or maybe they just don't really know how to accurately track, you know, the rating and to seat you for tournaments. But, you know, because it used to be, you know, I think for a while, maybe last year, like I may not play a tournament for months, and then look at my Duper and it's like, oh, well, I dropped like half a point. How did my Duper move? I haven't played.
Because everybody else has moved.
Everybody else has played. So the people that beat me maybe lose to a team that's rated lower. So now my Duper is going down. Or maybe that team that beat me, or that I beat, played a tournament and they won. So my Duper's going up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, like at least golf, like as bad as sandbagging was, it was your work, body of work that was being rated. It wasn't somebody else's. And it wasn't while you were idle.
Well, what's interesting about that now that, because I remember us talking about that in the past, about it's basically changing it based on other people's results.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the things about pickleball is that people can progress pretty quickly. So using historical data to me makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's like you really shouldn't assess how I would play against Vivi 90 days from now. That's when it should be assessed. If Vivi and I meet each other again 90 days from now, that's a pulse of how I compare to Vivi at that time.
Right.
It's like taking a picture and saying, this is what it was. But to say 90 days ago, we played and Vivi won, right? But then Nikki goes on to win X and X amount of matches, so that affects Vivi. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, Nikki's progressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Vivi didn't do anything that whole time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you take a loss because I'm progressing. A person's dynamic. They're going to get better. Like, how can you look historically and go back and say, oh, well, never mind. That was, you know, this or that. And we have no way to tell how it's affecting us at all.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah. So after we played that tournament last, it wasn't a tournament. It was just partner play. And I played.
Yeah.
You know, what did you, and I don't even think you knew. I don't know if you look at your duper, but I was like, oh my God, like look at this.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I obviously expected it to go down, like maybe to like a 4-0, but like a 3-7. I mean, I looked at it and I kind of just, I told you, I was like, I can't look at this anymore. I deleted the app. I have my account, of course. Okay. I need it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I don't feel like it.
This is just my new mentality now that, you know.
Yeah.
You know. I was like, it's the same thing as like constantly like looking at how many likes you have on your post.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's never going to like be enough to make you, you know, feel good. And unless you're a 5.9, you know, I feel like everyone wants a higher duper. And I was like, I can't look at it anymore.
Yeah.
So I deleted the app. I don't want to see because it just makes me feel bad.
Mm. Yeah. Especially if you're being rated by an unfair, like, I don't know. It just seems like
especially if I'm being compared to a bunch of 40-year-old men. Like, I'm a 16-year-old girl.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if you play against them, be assessed against them, but...
Yeah, I mean, we knew going in.
It's like your teacher not knowing how they're going to grade the test.
Yeah.
That's what it is, in essence, is, okay, I'm fine with you grading the test, but, you know, give me the syllabus, tell me what to study, and then grade the test the way you said.
Yeah.
You're grading the test this way and then going back and saying, well, never mind. I want to grade the test that way. Yeah. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
Enhancement. Yeah. Let's grade the test this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think it was like Dane Gingrich, like Coach Dane, if you ever follow him on.
Yeah.
He had a really good post about Duper, and he's like, all right, this is, I got something to say about Duper, you know? And one of the main key things that I took away is like, I'm not going to take it seriously until there's a singles, there's a genders, and there's a mixed rating. Until then, it's ridiculous. Like, you cannot rate a mixed team against a men's team.
1,000%.
Or a mixed team against a women's team. It's not going to work. Like, it's apples to oranges, right? Like, it's a different game, right? Have a mixed rating, have a genders rating, and have a singles rating. Until then, like, I don't know. Until then, it's, I'm a 4-2-5.
I'm kind of with Vivi. Oh. I might delete the app.
Guys, are we going to start a revolution?
I'm with you.
Everyone,
I'm in for the hashtag delete duper.
I don't think they care who carries the app. I think they care who has a...
Of course they care who carries the app.
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, but we still have our account.
But they know users. They know activity of users.
No, but I'm not talking about the actually, like, boycotting duper. I'm talking about let's stop checking that app every day after every tournament to see this number go up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, let's just play pickleball. And play what we want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I kind of agree with you that if you remove the app, it removes the habit.
Exactly.
Of checking. Yeah. But that does have an effect on duper. It does. And especially now, because you can't tell me that they aren't worried about another rating system coming in.
Oh, yeah,
they are. Because the minute that other organization came in and said, we're creating a more simple rating system, which is 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, 5.0, 6-point plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And said simply, this is, if you're able to do these shots in this range, you fall in this.
Mm-hmm.
Log your matches. This is where you are. I saw a post from that organization, and probably within 2 weeks, I saw a post from Duper that was very slided towards, you know, we're the pickleball rating system. We don't have anything to do with tennis. You know, we're not a tennis organization trying to do pickleball ratings.
Oh. We're the pioneers.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we're the pioneers. And I thought, why do you even feel the need to make reference to this unless you're worried?
Right.
You know that you have a platform that is ineffective, and you're trying to go and be, you know, be on the offense rather than be on the defense.
Yeah.
But if you're proud of what you do, you're not worried about that tennis association coming in and creating a pickleball rating system.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be worried about it.
Right.
You'd be like, no, we have so many users and they're this active.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of with you. I think I'm going to delete the app. Vivi started something.
Yeah,
I just find it very frustrating. And not that I really depend on it. I don't. I go play whoever I want to play and where I feel, you know, competitive. But I have a real bad issue with getting caught up in system inaccuracies, and it's just my brain works that way. Of how can you say these things, or how can you want these things, and you haven't even created a platform that's consistent,
right?
Or provides it.
Yeah, I mean, I will say too, like, you know, probably last year, maybe a little over a year ago, I think I was, you know, I think my Duper was 4.8, or, you know, I think that's probably as high as it got, 4.7,
yeah,
something. And now I'm a full half point below that.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've, you know, progressed over the year.
Yeah, but some of that is not on you. Some of that is exactly what you're saying on Mix not being separated.
No, yeah, I'm just saying how inaccurate the system is. Like I'm a lower rating now than I was a year ago. But as a player and on the court and as an opponent, I feel like a lot of my opponents will say, "Man, you've gotten a lot better over the last year."
Yeah.
My Duper's gone the opposite way, you know.
Yeah, and I think what I guess kind of grinds me a bit too is that I have noticed, and I'm trying to choose what I want to talk about, right? But yeah, I think it's one thing using a Duper when it comes to a tournament to assess where I might enter this tournament and be competitive. I think that's one thing, and I think it can change regionally. But when you're using it for local hits, as an assessment of like, hey, you're invited to this hit because your Duper's at a certain rating, but that system is so broken, that to me gets me as well. When it's locally, I don't consider you good enough. Knowing that you play with me and I win, I lose, it's competitive every time, though.
Right.
It's the scores are 9-11, 10-12, right? But because the Duper system says you're a 4.4 or 4.2 or 4.8, that's the deciding factor. It's like, we know each other. We play all the time.
No, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny that you say that now, because there's certain groups that we've gone to in the past that I would not be invited to if nobody knew me, or maybe I'm not invited anymore. I don't know, because
well, I know I'm definitely not invited anymore. 3-7.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke to me. It
is. Like, it does, really, when is. I hear a hits being based around somebody's Duper rating, I'm like, well,
I mean,
can we use a rating system that's actually right?
I understand that. Like, I think that's been going on before Duper, is like, you know, we're setting up a 4-0 plus hit. Yeah. And basically you just kind of know what you're looking for and know what you want when you set up those hits.
Yeah.
So I think that's just kind of a way of saying, hey, like, not everybody's invited. It's invitation only. So you're invited, but don't ask, you know, so-and-so.
Joe to come, because Joe's not there. And I think the solve is pretty easy, in all honesty. Pull out Mixed, like Dane said. I love that post by him. I was like, yes, somebody sees it my way. Could I get on the phone with him and just whine about this with him? Because I know I overwhelm you with my conversation on it.
So tag him whenever we post this.
I do need to tag him because, like, I really legit would like to just rant with him because I agree.
Have him on the show.
Everything. Yeah.
I'm sure he's always. It's funny because he's really active on his social media.
He really is. Yeah. So, you know, pull out Mixed. And then I do think that I like the dynamic nature of Duper, but I think you have to create a trailing 6 month static one. Of, hey, in the past 6 months, this has been your average. So this is what's used for tournaments. Mm-hmm. This is, and then the dynamic side of it is just used to know if you're trending up or down.
Yeah.
Am I trending and improving as a player or am I not improving as a player? How am I doing against my peers?
Right.
The 6 month trailing is what would be used for tournaments or for assessments into leagues or whatever may come with pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you introduce those two things, you could solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
Duper, you can thank me later. If they go to it.
Yeah, because, I mean, when we talk about tournaments, it's where they seat you at, right? So, like, I go in.
Oh,
there you go.
Exactly. So, you know, if I go into a 4-5 tournament and I'm, you know, my partner's maybe 4-8, 4-9, and I'm 4-2-5, like, we're going to end up, you know, as – you know, the number 12 out of 16 teams and, you know, right off the bat playing the number four and probably have a good chance of winning that, you know, but
well, that
at the same time, like we should be on the other side with that first bye and not having to, you know, not having to fight so hard to get to where we, you know, should be.
But I think some of it too is that I think you, I don't think you and I anchor ourselves on Duper. And there are players that do. Mm-hmm. So there are definitely players in our last episode that we're going to post. We talked about players that are, you know, sour pickles. And I think sour pickles are really worried about what ratings are in each hit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very protective of that number. So they don't ever play with a player that's below that number.
Yeah.
So you can definitely protect your Duper number by just being very elitist and saying, I won't hit with somebody who's a 4.2. Because if I lose a match with somebody who's a 4.8 and I'm a 4.8 and we played against 4.8s, guess what's going to happen? Nada.
Yeah.
Nothing. What happens is we are not protective of that Duper number at all. We'll play against 4.0s. We'll play against 5.0s.
Yeah.
We don't care. But that does cause a little bit of a roller coaster when it comes to assessing your number.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, okay. And the system just isn't built
sophisticatedly.
Whatever that word is, it's not sophisticated enough to understand that you're, you know, playing against two players that are beneath you or one player that's beneath you with your team. Like, it's just, it can't.
Right.
They just don't have it refined enough.
Yeah. I mean, I'll look at Duper like going into a tournament with players that I don't know and I'll search up the Dupers of who I'm playing first. And it's like, oh, man, you know, he's 4.8 and he's 4.9. And then we get out there and I'm like, wait, this guy's 4.8?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm like a 6.0.
I'm going to pick on the 4.8 on the court.
Right, okay. We're going at the 4.8.
Yeah. Yeah, we made a conscious choice to go for the 4.8. Kind of like our conscious choice yesterday in the Dreambreaker. That we did.
And that was perfect. That was perfect. You brought out the idea. I think I set the line up and was like, this is going to be flawless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Robert was like, I don't know.
So we played the MLP style tournament yesterday. Mm-hmm. Went to a Dreambreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki was like, let's just do like our women against their men and our men against their women. And we looked at it and it was like, okay, like our... You know, probably our person who's least comfortable playing singles, still probably better than their least comfortable playing singles, which was our lady and their man and our best. Like, I feel like me, Nikki, and Robert were probably all, you know, all pretty similar.
Yeah.
We're like, I think any one of us could take on their best, so let's let Nikki do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Robert get to play the two ladies, females, or have to play the two females, and we all felt like the edge was going to be the guy. You know, everybody else can split, and we should be able to pull, you know, 3-1 against the two females. But I think Nikki probably had a slight edge in her, you know, matchups, and
Well, I think it's always a surprise, but, right? So when you go into a dream breaker, you're always thinking the males have to win 3 to 4 points, particularly if they're playing against a female.
Yeah.
They really need to secure the majority of their points.
Yeah.
The female is really at the advantage because if I can just steal 1 to 2 points from you, yeah, I've done my job. If I happen to get 3 or 4, oh my gosh, yeah, right? But if I just walk away with 1 point from you,
yeah,
I've done my job because now our men are playing your women and they are more than likely going to get 75% of those points.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I looked at it is if I can do my job and if Leah could do her job and just get 1 or 2 points off of the men, we've done our job. Now it's just, can their women do the same?
Yeah. I think you guys did more than your job.
Yeah. We did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Leah did really good because she's not always, like she said, I don't love singles, but she does not give up. She did good. Yeah. But man, when I did play Spike and I told him this, I was like, I did not take into consideration how tall he is and how long he is.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give up.
Yeah.
So where some people will see a shot and say, okay, that's just a good shot. Most females will be like, oh, that's a good shot. I'm just going to let it go by me.
Yeah.
He would jump and fall on the ground for it.
Yeah.
And his reach is so long. I was like, okay, I may have underestimated this.
Yeah.
I may have bitten off more, but I just have to get 1 or 2 points. That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was fun, but all right. Well, Duper, I'm going to delete the app. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm with Vivi on this. I'm deleting it. Yeah. Until they can get consistency and how they're doing things.
I'll delete the app. Yeah.
No, you have to do it because you want it. You can't just say like, I'm going to delete the app to follow.
No.
Follow us.
I think that it's a joke. I mean, I think the fact that I am where, I mean, it's not just, it can't be just me. It can be the other way around. Like, you know. Guys or people that are 4'8s are not 4'8s.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say that.
Don't let that number in your head when you're on the court, man, because it doesn't mean anything.
I was going to say that. I remember when we first started playing. You remember the first tournament? We were late to sign up for it. It was in College Station. We ended up having to play like 5-0. It was my first tournament. It was like 4-5 or 5-0, and the Open was Mary Beth and Brandon, who's on the Pro Tour now. And
Thomas.
I mean, it was crazy, right? And those were the players at that time that were at that level. Now, and I've talked to you about this before in the past, we go to PPA tournaments, and 4-5 is not what it used to be.
No.
5-0 is not what it used to be at all. And I blame Duper.
Yeah.
Like, I blame Duper for that.
Mm-hmm.
That they've created a scoring system that people think that they're being assessed at a level, but it is so dynamic in nature that they're getting the way it's assessing them. And I think regionally it may be different. A 4-8 in Austin is not a 4-8 in California.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I felt in PPA tournaments, I'm sometimes like, did we sign up for the right one? Like, we go to the first match and it's like, oh, that was not a 4-5 match. And you really don't see that 4-5 match until one of the last two or three matches.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, I blame Duper.
4-5 is the next, what is it? Like 3-5 or?
4-5 is the next.
4-5 is the new 3-5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just kidding, all you 4-5s.
I'm not. Y'all are 4-5s. Y'all are true 4-5s. Sorry.
I think we're a true tribe, like tried and true 4-5.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
I think so. I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I'm a true 4-0.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree too.
Yeah, you're definitely not a 3-7. Oh my gosh, that's crazy to me.
Like, I don't know what it would be like to play in 4-0, you know? Like
me and you?
Yeah, me and you could play 4-0 right now.
We could play 4-0 right now. Mm-hmm. We could play 4-0 right now. You want to try it? No. Just kidding. No, we did 4-0 for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did 4-0.
But so, it's different now than yeah. it was.
It is different. Like, yeah. it almost would be interesting to do it once just to see how different it is. Because yeah. when we played it, it actually was pretty competitive. Like, I remember some of the matches we played at 4-0 for, like, gold and silver. Yeah. And mm-hmm. they were dogfights.
Yep. Yeah.
But I don't think it's the same level anymore.
I don't think so.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. Yep. We're at 40 minutes. Again, sign up for 002 tournament coming mm-hmm. up. Go online to our website to get any deal codes that we have for you.
Yeah.
We'll be working on some new partnerships in the yep. new year.
Yep.
So we had to do some stuff, get our business set up.
Yep.
So we've got some new partnerships coming soon, which will be very exciting. Go online to our social accounts. And like us, share content, and watch
shut
us on
up
YouTube.
And deal, shutupanddeal.com.
Shutupanddeal.com for the website, yes. Right. Shut Up and Deal podcast for any of the social accounts.
Yep. 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 Yeah, check us out and share our content. Yep. Listen to the show. Subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
Do all that stuff.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.